see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jotuntown store and restaurant discussing Abner's actions with Lum. Listen.
Well, he hasn't shown up a call this morning, huh?
No, and I wish he'd hurry up and get here, because I've got an important meeting I've got to go to.
Well, he's more likely with Cedric, Lum. Yeah, making some more of their phone calls.
Oh, there ain't no doubts about it. More than likely scaring the dickens out of Grandpap right now.
That's just about what they're doing, yeah.
I got another call from them a while ago.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Whose voice did it sound like, Abner's or Cedric's?
Well, it has to be Cedric's, because we know that Abner ain't doing the calling himself. He was here in the store with me when I got that first call.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Did it sound like Cedric's voice, or?
Well, yeah, sort of. I never thought so the first time, but now that I know it's him, it sounds more like it.
Hmm. Well, just what do you think that Abner's trying to do here, anyway?
Well, it's just as plain as the nose on your face.
I beg your pardon?
The three fellers he's trying to scare is me and you and Grandpap. And us three each got a part of that pearl money that blame little Abner wants to get it all for himself. He's just went money mad, that's all.
Well, Lum, how does he figure that he can get our share of the money by frightening us?
Well, to be honest, I ain't sure just how he plans to work that, but he's got something up his sleeve, and that's why we've got to watch him awful close. Special me.
You?
Why, sure. You overheard what he was saying to Cedric back in the feed room yesterday. My name was the only one he mentioned.
Oh, yes, I do remember that, yes.
Told Cedric to be sure and keep the shotgun loaded all the time.
Yes, that does sound mighty serious, all right.
Sounds worse than that.
I still don't see what he's up to, though. This whole thing sounds a little crazy.
Well, it is. And that's his whole trouble. He's crazy. Money crazy.
Well, it just doesn't sound like Abner, though, Lum. He's never been that sort of a man at all.
I know, but that'll show you what money can do to a feller. When a body gets greedy, there ain't no telling what he might do.
No, you're right about that, all right.
I never would have expected of Abner, neither. He used to be the nicest feller you'd ever want to meet. But now look at him. You just can't tell about people.
No, you're right there, Lum. Sometimes it's the nicest people that crack first. He might be a psychopathic case.
Yes, sir, that's just about what he is, all right. A psychopathic case.
Psychopathic case, Lum.
Huh?
Well, the thing for you to do, Lum, is just keep an eye on him at all times.
The thing for me to do is keep an eye on Cedric. He's the one that's toting the gun.
Yes, that's right. Well, keep an eye on both of them. And another good idea, Lum, would be to just make mental notes of everything that they do and say. And maybe we can figure out from that what their little plan is. There's no doubt about it, Lum. Your life is in danger. And mine, too, for that matter.
Yeah. Got me scared to answer the telephone.
Yes, I know it's bad. I know just how you feel, Lum. I feel the same way myself.
Every time I hear a little noise behind me, I'm just liable to run right up a telephone pole. Like
yeah,
a squirrel.
I've noticed since I've been in here, you do seem to be awfully nervous, Lum.
Oh, a jumpy nervous as a rabbit's nose.
Yes, well, I don't blame you. You've had enough to frighten a man.
I just wished I wasn't the first on that list. He's more likely using me to practice on.
Well, now, when we find out the truth about this, Lum, it might not turn out to be so serious as it looks on the surface. But, on the other hand, it's best not to take too many chances, is it?
By the way, Squire, are my insurance premiums all paid up?
Why, yes, I think so, Lum.
Well, I wish you'd check them and make sure. Maybe I ought to take out an accident policy, too.
Oh, now, Lum, I wouldn't get too excited about this now. Of course, if you want a policy, I'd be glad to sell you one.
Well, on second thought, I don't believe an accident policy would do much good for what he's got in mind for me.
Well, you just think it over, Lum. Don't be in a rush. Well, I better be running along. I've got some work to do.
Well, I wish you'd stay and visit a while. I don't like to sit around the store by myself this way.
Well, I'm sorry, Lum. I'd like to stay with you, but I've got some papers over at my office right now. I should have attended to before I came over here.
Well, if you run into Abner any place, tell him to get on over here, because I've got to go to that meeting.
Well, yes, I'll do it, Lum. What meeting's that?
Well, you know, me and Luke Spears has been having a little argument about whose restaurant's going to get the bus trade.
The lunch stopover, you mean, huh?
Yeah. See, when we was at the trial, I had to close up the restaurant so they'd had to start eating with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Now he don't want to give them up at all again.
Oh?
The fella from the bus company's coming out today and try to help us settle it.
I see.
Notice how I'm jumping around in my toe?
Yes, nervous. You're awful nervous, Lum.
That's what it is.
You've got to calm yourself down. You're about to have a nervous breakdown if you don't watch it.
Yeah, the meeting's going to be down at Luke's place, and I ought to be down there right now. And Abner knows I'm supposed to be there, too, the little varmint.
Well, is that bus trade fairly important, Lum?
Important? It's just a difference between staying open and closing up, that's all.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that important.
Without that profit, I can't show no profits at all. Fact is, I can't meet expenses. Hardly.
Well, now, in that case, maybe you better run on down there to the meeting, Lum, and I'll stick around here and look after the store for you. Wait a minute. There comes Abner right now.
Granny, the time he was getting here. Uh-oh. Look at that.
What's that?
There's Cedric trailing along behind him. He's got that shotgun with him.
Well, by George. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it.
Look at there. Cedric's going around to the side of the porch.
Yes.
He ain't coming in.
Sneaking around, I too.
Yeah, it looks like a trap of some kind.
Maybe I better go out the back way here.
Well, wait, don't leave me, sir.
I've got work to do, Lum. You just take mental notes of everything that happens, and I'll see you later, Lum.
Oh, me.
Well, howdy, Lum. I'm sorry if I'm late, but Elizabeth had a little trouble this morning. I had to stay and help her.
Oh, I see.
She was starting out to plow, and one of the mules broke loose and run away. And I had to hold the other while she run him down and caught him.
Uh-huh.
I got over here just as quick as I could, though. I knowed you had to go to that meeting.
Oh, you recollected that, did you?
Yeah, you won't be late for it, will you, Lum? I hurried just as quick as I could.
Well, that was thoughty of you.
Yeah, you better get on down there right away now. We don't want Luke to do a lot of talking to that fella from the bus company before you get down there. Go on, Lum, hurry up.
Well, don't chiv me.
Well, go on and get started. The meeting was supposed to be at 10 o'clock, and it's 5 minutes after right now. Hurry up. Come on.
Now, just a minute, Abner.
Go on and get out that door, Lum.
Out the door, huh?
Well, how else would you get down there? Lie out the window?
Oh, no, you don't.
Huh.
I ain't putting one foot out that door.
Well, Lum, you've got to go to the meeting.
Well, I ain't so sure I want to go to that meeting.
Well, for the land's sake, yesterday that's all you could talk about. Kept saying how important it was.
Well, I've changed my mind, I think.
What's got into you anyway, Lum? Have you lost your reason?
No, the fact is I'm the only one around here that ain't lost it.
Huh?
Why don't you go down to the meeting?
Me? Lord me, Lum, I wouldn't know what to say to them fellas if I went down there. You're a heap better business head than I am. Well, at least that's what you've been telling me for the last 30 years. You better get going now, Lum.
No.
Well, what about the bus trade? You want Luke to get all that for himself?
Maybe.
Huh? Lum, are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling fine. Up to now.
Well,
I'm
going to
stay that way.
You don't act like you're feeling fine. Maybe you better sit down here and sort of rest for a while.
I don't need no rest. I'm all right.
Well, come on now. Just sit down here in the rocker for a few minutes. Yeah. Tell you what I'll do. I'll put the rocker over near the window where you can get some fresh air.
Oh, no. You don't get me near no open window. I can tell you that right here and now.
Well, it's warm outside, Lum. The air won't hurt you.
It ain't the air I'm worried about.
Well, what is it then? Lum, I don't know what's ailing you. Are you mad because I was so late this morning?
No, of course not.
Well, I couldn't help it. Elizabeth was having all that trouble. Couldn't just leave her. The other mule might have run away, too, and then she'd had to spend the whole day chasing the two of them down. She wouldn't have got no plowing, did at all.
I know all that.
If she got a day behind in her plowing...
All right, Abner, you can just stop that. You ain't fooling me none with that talk.
I ain't trying to fool you, Lum. That's the honest truth. That mule run away. Honest it did. It was Tyrone. The other in Van, he's pretty gentle, but Elizabeth always had a lot of trouble with Tyrone.
Abner, just what are you up to, anyway?
I ain't up to nothing. If you don't believe it about them mules, you just call up Elizabeth yourself.
That ain't what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you up to, then? Doggies, you're the one that's acting peculiar.
I ain't lost my head over a few paltry dollars, though. You know, if you keep on the way you're going, you're going to wind up a psychopedicate. Now, come on, fess up. Tell me the whole truth. Tell me just why you want me to step out of that front door.
Why, so you can get to that meeting, natural.
Have you got anybody hid out there?
Hid? Of course not. Now, listen, Lum, you just got to get to that meeting, or we're going to lose out on all that business. Don't that mean nothing to you? You want to just quit working altogether?
Well, looks like I got no choice, no matter what way you look at it.
Wait a minute. That's all right. Might be Luke calling right now. You better answer it.
Oh, no. You don't get me to answer. Get my back turned. No, sir.
Well, for the land's sakes, I never heard such talk here. I'll answer it myself. Talk you. Hello, jot him down so we're having a Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah. Just a minute. That's who it is, all right. Luke says the man from the bus company is down there, and they're waiting for you, Lum.
Well, tell him I ain't coming.
Oh, now, Lum.
Go on, tell him that.
Hello? Luke? Lum says he'd be right down.
Huh?
All right. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. I never said no such a thing as that.
Well, you're going down there, Lumairs. I ain't going to let a chance like this go to waste. I'm going to get you out of that front door if I have to burn down the building to do it.
Burn down the building?
Yes, sir.
I granted you went too far. You're losing your mind, Abner, and there's just one way to bring you back to your senses.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, Lum, put down that baseball bat. Lum, hey, Cedric, help. It's a madman after me.
Well, let's see. Who's after whom here? Who's after who here? Oh, let's tune in next time and find out for ourselves.